It's amazing how often you find, like we do here at Next Chapter News, that some really unsettling things happen in places that seem, well, ordinary.
Yeah, I think that's what really gets you, that contrast. It's like this industrial area in Wilmington, North Carolina, you know, trucks going back and forth, and then boom.
Right. Just another day, and then suddenly it's the backdrop to something really awful.
Exactly.
And in this case, it's the morning of March 8th, 2002.
Behind MCO Transport, right?
Right off U.S. Highway 421.
And that's where they found her.
They found Rosemarie Millette,
a 27-year-old woman. And this is a deep dive, as you know, into her unsolved murder.
Yeah, and that's what we do here at nextchapternews.com, try to get to the bottom of these cold cases.
Absolutely. And this one, well, it's got so many layers.
It does. It really does. So we've been going through all the files, trying to piece together a timeline, you know, looking at the details and trying to figure out what happened to Rosemarie.
Because there are still so many unanswered questions.
So many. And, you know, one of the first things that jumped out at us when we were going through the Next Chapter News files was there's actually some confusion about when and where she was found.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. There was that initial report.
Yeah, it said June 28th, 2001, near Fortron and COSA.
Right near those big chemical plants?
Yeah. But then when you look at the official sheriff's office records, it clearly says March 8th, 2002.
Behind MCO Transport.
Right. So we had to go back and really verify that information because it's important to start with the right facts.
Absolutely. And it's important to remember, too, that she was actually reported missing months before, back on September 15th, 2001, right here in Wilmington.
Right. So she was missing for a long time before they found her body.
And think about that time gap. It raises so many questions.
Like, where was she during those months? Who was she with?
And then the way she was found.
Yeah, that's what really gets to me. Her body was decomposed, wrapped in a blanket, and they had covered her with pine straw.
It's almost like whoever did this was trying to hide her, you know, make sure nobody found her.
And the cause of death.
Yeah.
Blunt force trauma to the head. Someone meant to kill her.
It's just awful. So we start digging into Rosemarie's life, trying to understand who she was, but there's not a lot of information out there.
That is, sadly, often the case with these cold cases.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
But we do know she was 27 when she died.
And, you know, initially some reports had her age wrong.
Yeah, they had her younger, which again just highlights how important accuracy is in these cases.
Especially when you're talking about someone's life and death.
Right. And from the sheriff's office, we know she had family, a lot of family members.
They said numerous family members, so it's clear this crime, this loss, it had a huge impact.
And there's an interview with her mother, Ida Rigsby, from back in 2008, in the Star News.
Oh, yeah. What did she say?
She described Rosemarie as being, I'm quoting here, feeble-minded and easily influenced. It really paints a picture of someone who might have been vulnerable.
And that's heartbreaking to think about, knowing what happened to her.
It is. Ida also talked about how Rosemarie was married to a sex offender who had drug problems.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just hear the helplessness in her voice. Like, she knew her daughter was in a bad situation, but she couldn't do anything about it.
And then there's the fact that Rosemarie had five children. Imagine those kids growing up without their mother because of this.
That's one of the hardest things to think about, the ripple effects of this crime. It's not just Rosemarie's life that was taken. It impacted all these other people.
Absolutely.
So when you think about the investigation, it must have been really tough right from the start.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that location, that industrial area, it's not like there were a lot of people just hanging around there who might have seen something.
Right. Not many witnesses.
And back in 2002, forensic technology wasn't what it is now. I mean, it was getting better, but they wouldn't have had all the tools they have today.
And her body was decomposed, which makes it even harder to find usable evidence.
Yeah, that level of decomposition, it makes it so much harder to find things like fingerprints or DNA.
So it makes sense that the investigators started thinking about, you know, the most likely scenarios.
Right, like maybe it was a transient killer, someone just passing through, you know, driving along Highway 421, maybe they saw Rosemarie and took advantage of the situation.
Or maybe it was someone who knew that area, knew those secluded spots behind the businesses.
And then there's John Wayne Boyer.
Right. He was convicted in 2007 for killing Scarlett Wood here in Wilmington.
And Detective Ken Murphy, he actually said in 2009 to the Star News that Boyer was a strong possibility in Rosemarie's case, too.
So they definitely considered him a suspect.
And there are some things that make him seem suspicious, like he was a trucker, so he knew the highways, he was familiar with those kinds of areas.
And he admitted to knowing Rosemarie.
Right, and he was even suspected in other cases, similar cases, along transportation routes.
But they never actually charged him with Rosemarie's murder.
Because they didn't have enough evidence. That's the thing. You can suspect someone, but you need proof.
And without a confession or some kind of forensic link, it's just not enough.
It's so frustrating, especially for the family, to know there's someone out there who might have done this, but there's no way to prove it.
And then you have the location itself, so close to the highway and the rail tracks and all the trucking businesses.
It makes you think about the whole highway killer theory.
That maybe someone was targeting people along these transportation corridors, people who might be more vulnerable.
Yeah, it's a disturbing thought, but it's definitely a possibility given the circumstances.
So we're left with the biggest questions. Who killed Rosemarie and why?
And those questions are what keep investigators working on these cold cases and what keep us digging through the files here at Next Chapter News.
And it's important to know that the new Hanover County Sheriff's Office, they still have a cold case unit. They're still working on these unsolved crimes.
Oh, absolutely. And technology keeps advancing, so maybe someday they'll be able to retest DNA evidence or use some new technique to find a clue they missed before.
And that's why it's so crucial to keep these stories alive, to keep talking about them, because you never know, someone out there might have a piece of information that could help.
Even something small, something they might not think is important, could be the key.
So if you're listening and you know anything about Rosemarie Millette, anything at all, please call the Sheriff's Office Detective Division at 910-798-4260.
Or you can call Crime Stoppers. That number is 910-798-4280. And there's a reward up to $5,000 for information that leads to an arrest.
So let's just recap. Rosemarie Millette disappeared in September 2001. They found her body in March 2002. In that industrial area near Wilmington.
She was killed by blunt force trauma to the head, and after all these years, the case is still unsolved.
And we can't forget about her family, especially her five children, who had to grow up without their mother.
It's a reminder that these cases, they're not just files in a cabinet. They're about real people, real lives that were shattered.
It makes you wonder, what's that missing piece of the puzzle? What detail, no matter how small, could be the key to finally solving Rosemarie's murder and bringing some peace to her family?
You know, so often, it's not some big dramatic thing that solves a case. It's something small, something someone remembers that suddenly connects the dots.
So if anything in this deep dive, anything about Rosemarie's story sparked a memory for you, please, please contact the new Hanover County Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers.
It could be the break they've been waiting for.
Because by talking about these cases, by keeping them in the public eye, we keep the hope for justice alive.
And that's what we're all about here at Next Chapter News, making sure these stories aren't forgotten. You can find all our deep dives on our website, nextchapternews.com.
And who knows, maybe someday, with your help, Rosemarie's case will finally be closed.
I hope so. I really do. It's what she and her family deserve.